If people are, everybody would ever learn who they need to talk to. Amen. Boy, you see people rejoicing more. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I don't remember, Brother Harden, where I first met you. I don't remember where I first met you. But I preached for him when he's pastoring in Chestnut, South Carolina, several times. And amen. And him and Sister Harden were such great people. And they was there. Well, as much I remember the different things. I remember my Brother Harden, Sister Harden. But we was coming from Arkansas, meeting over there, and And I felt like I need to follow Brother Harden, and Brother Tim McVeigh was with me. And we followed him, and that's why we noticed one of his tires was going down. And we got it stopped, and we stopped and got it stopped, and we got the tire off and got the spare out of the trunk. Put another tire on for him. Went on down. Well, and the Lord said, you impressed me to drive it. So I told Brother Harden, we got everything set up and everything's right. I said, Brother Harden, you get in the back seat there. I'm going to get up here and drive. I'm going to drive for you at least for a while. And I think I drove, I don't forget where I stopped, but I think I stopped in Memphis and or not, I had to go a different direction back up in Kentucky, but Memphis. And I reckon that's what I've done. But anyhow, we got in the car and started on down the road. And Sister Harden, she's sitting over here in the other side. And she says, Brother Williamson. I said, yes, ma'am. Amen. Where's Brother Harden? Abbott, she called him Brother Abbott. So where's Brother Abbott at? I said, he's right behind you, Sister Harden. Oh. And I went on down the road a little bit further. She said, Brother Williamson? I said, yes, ma'am. Where's Brother Harden? I said, well, he's right behind you, Sister Harden. Amen. All right. We're on down the road a little bit further. She said, Brother Williamson. I said, yes, ma'am. Did you put Albert in the trunk? I said, no, ma'am. I said, Brother Hart, speak to her so she'll know you back. I could tell several stories over, but we've been friends for years. And he's always been part of our ministry. And amen. We was in Maryland getting that church going. They was there. Several things there. One of these preachers got up and was long-winded and getting close to done. He done preached and preached, talked and talked, repeated himself a couple of times. I don't care how long a preacher preach, but don't repeat yourself every time. Every 15 minutes, you got to go back and repeat everything you don't already say. Amen. But anyway, that's the way this fellow was. And after a while, Sister Harden said next time the congregation, she said, I wish he'd shut up. I want to go eat. I mean, she said it just like I said it. It ain't about her. But she was a wonderful lady, godly lady, wonderful lady, Sister Harden was. Boy, I tell you, that her death almost took that brother, the gentleman out right there. But I've seen God touching and helping and turning, and God has used him in a great way. You that are here, you young people, he's 90 years of age. And you ought to walk up to that dear man and tell him you love him or shake his hand. Amen. Boy, and I told him when I believe we was together on Saturday and Sunday too. I don't know where I told him now. I told Brother Harden, you ain't so rewarded for what you're doing now as what you have done. And I'm almost at that place myself. Amen. And it's what we have done. Amen. And he stayed faithful and true down through the years. And he's real. You won't get a piece of gold any more real than he's real. He's real. Amen. And so I love him and he's real. Thank God. And he's on his way out of here, and I'm on my way out of here. Someone says some more white heads turned out the same way. But anyhow, and so you ought to reverence him and love him. If he didn't do no more to get up here and stand in the pulpit, that ought to be enough to reverence him for what he is. Amen. And I still, but you preached good this morning, Brother Harden. I want you to know you preached good, brother. God, you done good today. Bless my heart, and I thank God for what I heard. But just being up here is good enough for me. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. From God, blessings in my heart and life. Certainly is. Amen. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I'll try to obey God and have us out by 2 or 3 o'clock anyhow. Amen. He ain't give me no time limit, so amen. So we'll see what God's going to do. But no, I'm going to try to be as quick as the Lord will let me. Amen. Well, that song, I've struggled over what I would preach if I was preaching here. This morning in the motel room, man, me and the Lord met. The Lord, I'm telling you, the Lord met me in that motel room this morning. And I thought I was going to preach from somewhere else. Amen. Amen. But I started getting uneasy about it again. And amen. And amen. And when he sung, go tell Jesus. No, tell Jesus. God said, that's it, son. You know, God does that so many times for Brother McBride. I was trying to think of Brother McBride. Amen. Now, if I forget your name, it ain't on purpose. Amen. I forget who I am sometimes. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, amen. But my wife always reminds me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyhow, amen. But I'm going to try to preach what God's given me to preach and be faithful to it this morning. Chapter number 8. Amen of 2 Corinthians in verse number 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God. Thank God for grace. Woo! Thank God, living friend, for the grace of God. And then the mercies of God. Were not for the grace of God and the mercies of God, we'd all be consumed, be thrown away. Hallelujah. I'm glad. And so with the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Thank God for a church. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad to a real church. It's good to be with real church people here today. People that love the church, a true church and one that stands for the word of God and for the things of God. And thank God, little friend, for a church that's real and true and has a pastor that's real and true to the things of God and the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I didn't care much about the church. Oh, didn't know nothing about the church much. Amen. Until one Saturday afternoon, a young preacher come knocking on my door. Amen. On the front door, I knew it had to be a preacher or ensure yourself was one. Because all the people in the country that come to the back door except a preacher or ensure yourself was one. Amen. Amen. But anyhow, amen. So open the door and I still you preaching. Amen. Boy, and that preacher said to me, amen. He said, Buster Williamson said, your daddy and your mama asked me to come visit you. Well, I said, dad, been praying. Well, I knew that was so. I knew my dad, I heard my dad praying still in my mind today, in my heart today. Oh, hearing that voice of my daddy, amen, boy. Oh, they call on him and pray in the church, son. Well, my daddy stood up and started playing his thunder. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, roar over that congregation of what he would pray. And boy, I've seen him down beside the fence post and heard him down by the high in the stable. I've heard him every night, sometimes when I come in at night. Maybe he might be in his bedroom. But then I heard my dad, thank you, Jesus, for bringing my boy home. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for bringing my boy home. Amen. First car I had, I rolled it over. I come in, we, Mom and Dad, lived in a little three-room house. And, hey, man, and Baby Fred, I come in, and, but their bedroom was back in the back of the house, our kitchen, and then that bedroom for us boys. And my brother was in the bed. And, hey, man, I called and I said, get up, Ryland. And he said, what's wrong? I said, I done wrecked my car. And when I said, I done wrecked myself, Daddy cried out, oh, God, thank you for protecting my son. Amen. Yes, sir. And I love that. And thank God. Amen for the blessings of God with my dad. And amen. And Brother Finley, God, amen. And I thank God for the church that he took me to. And the church, amen. Thank God that it was a church man. He loved the church. And he loved the preacher. Hallelujah. He loved the man of God. Thank God. Boy, and I'm telling you, you ought to love the man of God. God gives you, hey, you're a man of God. Hey, you don't have to know why he does what he does. You don't have to know why he acts like he acts. But I tell you what you do know. You need to know the Bible tells you to love him and to follow him and then help him all you can. Be good to the man of God. God will be good to you. You expect God to be good to you. You're the real thing. He don't have to explain to you nothing that he does. He's not your servant. He's God's servant. Anybody, somebody say amen to me. Yes, sir. He don't have to explain now what he, amen, what he does. Amen. Hallelujah, man. Anybody get to eat your body? Wake up. Thank God. I'm telling you, son. Amen. But anyway, but I thank God for the churches. And I thank God for church. Hallelujah. It was at a church that I got saved by the grace of God. And on a Thursday night. Amen. But then verse number 2 says to us, how that in the great trial of afflictions and of abundance of thy joy and thy deep poverty abounded unto the riches of thy liberality. The whole time you'll find liberal in the Bible is right there. In giving. Amen. That's where you'll find it right there. In giving. God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Amen. God said he loved the world. God said he loved that. Jesus said he loved the church. And the Bible teaches us to love one another. But he also said God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Amen. God loves a cheerful. What God loves, I want to love. Hallelujah. Oh, that goes something. Amen. 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 And this, now I'm used to preaching to a pulpit. Yeah, I'll take two men to pick up. Amen. But anyway, and I used to pick it up myself, by myself. Amen. Amen. I stick everything.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. Amen. But anyhow, amen. And, but anyway, I can't do like a, but this is pretty lightweight. I can pick this one up. No problem. But anyway, amen. But anyway, amen. Amen. So I'll preach on that first phrase of that Bible in verse number 2. How that in a great trial of afflictions. Our Heavenly Father, as I come to thee now, I pray that you would help me and touch us. I pray, oh God, the young people that are here will hear me out today. Because they'll not make it through this life if they don't hear out that they're going to suffer much trials of afflictions. And Lord, man, Father, especially in the considering preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to try and make trials of afflictions. And I pray, oh God, that you'd help us now today, the Christians, that the more they dedicate themselves to God, the more much trials they'll have in this life. And Lord, I pray that's the way of life and that's the way Jesus gets honor. That's the way the Heavenly Father gets honor by putting us through the trials of afflictions and trials of faith. And Lord, we'll thank thee and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' holy name. Help me now, Lord, only do what you will help me to do. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it. Amen and amen. The trials of afflictions, amen. I think I thought I've been through a lot in life, but I'm going through more right now than I've been in life not being able to hear. Amen, amen. It is said in this church, and I come here, amen, knowing that I won't hear much while I'm here. And I'm sorry, brethren, I didn't hear much of your message. It was just a word here and there. Amen, but I'm telling you, amen, I feel the presence of God, amen, while you're preaching, and I feel the unity and the presence of the Lord in this church, and I thank God for that. That's worth my trip, hallelujah, right there. That's worth my trip just to feel that, amen, the things of God. But, amen, if what you try to do, God, you expect to receive blessings from it. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter number 14. The book of Mark and chapter number 14. And, amen. We'll read a few scriptures there and try to bring something to you this morning. But the trials of afflictions come with the light. Boy, my first few months of being saved, boy, I thought, hey, man, I'm about to go to heaven. And then all of a sudden the devil showed up. I've been suffering ever since. Amen. I'm the boy affliction for him and that, and troubles from him and from him. Amen, little friend. You know, see, the things of this world belongs to the devil. Amen. And he told Jesus, it's mine. I can give it to you. Amen. If you'll bow down and worship me. And he's trying to stop me in every way he can. And he's going to try to stop you in every way he can. He's going to try to stop you. Amen. From serving God. He's going to try to get you out of church the best way. And in a way, he thinks he can get you out of church. He's going to do it. Amen. Brother friend, amen. This world and the pleasures of this world gets more people out of church. The love of money brings more people out of church than any one thing that I know of. Amen. Jobs and keeping a job and all of that rather than trusting God and go on and serve God and do what God says do to give over to making finances. Oh, how sad that is. How sad that is today. Not realizing where they're fixing to wind up at. Oh, but brother, if they truly God's child and they belong to God, they headed into some afflictions, brother. You better pray for them. That's right. But here in Mark chapter number 14, amen, the word of God tells us in verse number 3, the Bible says in the beginning that Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box, a woman, a sparkling, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. Amen. Amen. There were some that had indignation. There it is right there. You know, some people have indignations against somebody that's trying to do some good. Amen. Somebody in the church, some church member, are trying to do something good and blessing of God and help God, and somebody gonna get the devil's gonna get the indignation in it. Amen. Amen. Brother Finn, of course, he's trying to do something good. Watch it. They've had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste in the ointment made? All it says, next of all, some people think the work of the church is a waste. They think, oh no, it ain't, brother. That's what this world thinks. Amen. But we that are saved by the grace of God, no, God, you can't do anything as a waste for God, son. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not a waste. Amen. You give your whole life and everything you have in it, you ain't wasted nothing. Amen. You gain. Amen. You haven't wasted. But that's how the Pharisees said in the church. Amen. Hypocrites said in the church. Amen. Thinks it's a waste. Amen. Give it. Amen. They think the church is supposed to be a banking institution. Amen. And brother, laying it up in a bank. God never intended the church to be a banking institution. Amen. Brother, what God gives that church belongs to God. It don't belong to any man. It don't belong to the board. Hallelujah. Amen. It belongs to God. Amen. And it's to be used for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It certainly is. Well, look at what it says. And it might have been so, as they said, with so much money. Amen. I'm not going to say much about that. And have been given to the poor. I'm not going to say much about that. But if I find somebody poor in my neighborhood that needs help, I'll help them. Amen. But I ain't sending my money off to a bunch of a child. Hallelujah. And I don't know where it's going. I don't know who's in charge. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not sending my money to them. I don't care the Red Cross or who it might be. They're not getting my money. Amen. I'll give it to somebody I know that needs some help from God. Amen. Before I do that. Or they're not crying. Help them. But I know they need some help. Amen. Amen. We don't have near as many poor people that they like act like they have these people. That's right. Well, anyway, let me move on. Amen. And so, and he said, the poor you have with you always, and whosoever you will, you may do to them good, but me you have not always. She had done what she could. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Boy, hey, Tommy, blessing my heart. Long as I'm not the best, I know that. Amen. But I'm a long ways to be like these brethren and all in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I tell you one thing. Hallelujah. Thank God. I've done what I could. I've done what I tried to do. And I got saved by the grace of God. I couldn't have read one of these verses of scriptures that you got here today. I couldn't write my full name. Oh, but God had mercy on me. Oh, God shine grace upon this old weak son, a man that didn't get an education. Oh, amen. I had my opportunity, but I run away from home and didn't care nothing about school or anything before I was a teenager. I'm telling you, amen. Oh, Brother Flynn, but thank God. Amen. She's done what she could. Amen. And I praise God. That's another message. Amen. I can't get to the one I want to preach. And it came beforehand and anointed my body unto my burial. Brother, I say unto you, whatsoever is gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world. This also that as she hath done shall be spoken for a memorial unto her. Do you have a memorial that you can depend upon for be a blessing that you've done something for God? Amen. You've done something for Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be rewarded one of these days. Hey, you might not get much reward in this old world, but friend, it's going to be rewarded one of these days what you've done. And you need to have some memorial that you've done for the glory of God. That'll be known. Hallelujah. It'll be known, amen, about one way or the other. Amen. If not done nothing else, God will make it be known himself. Because he said, if he go across the whole world. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God for Brother Shepherd. I thank God for him and what he's doing down the radio. And he let me get on that radio station and holler, scream, and beat on the table. Amen. But thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. It goes all over the world. Woo! Hallelujah. And Jesus said, the gospel, there goes something else. Amen. I don't know what that is. Amen. Forget about it, he said. All right. Amen. Jesus, said the gospel be preached all over the whole world. And here's old Herbert Williamson. Amen. He was dumb, didn't get no education. But he stood up hollering and screaming on Saturday evening after about 3 o'clock. Oh, thank God. Amen. And I praise God for that. Yes, sir. He's doing something. Jesus said the gospel will be preached across the world. But here she is now, affliction, but doing something, going to Jesus. And that Abbas's box, amen, because it goes on, you know, how much it's worth and all of that. That don't make no difference. If it's a dime, 2 bites, all box, amen. That's going to be up with God. He recognizes it the same. He recognizes 2 bites, that poor little woman put in all the bag. All those girls are buffing on that bus. She can walk 2 bucks, but Jesus didn't let go of that amount. I'm just saying, he came to the mouth of that woman. What a woman gave. Amen. To my spouse. Amen. Right there. Thank God. I'm glad. Amen. And God bless you.
God raises people apparently who work for God. Amen. God may put some people in that has a good job, make good money, that currently work for God. Hallelujah. Amen. But hey, if you don't have the two mites and you give that to God and your will, lady, and you think you need that two mites for it, God, give it to God. Hallelujah. You see, God bless it for you, that you have more than you keep. Thank God, that's right. Well, amen. Hey, that is what I want to preach on me. I'm trying to get to your old lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, but afflictions is going to come. Amen. Afflictions that we'll have. The book of Psalms in verse number 34. Look at the book of Psalms and verse number 34. We see what the Word of God has to say to us over there in Psalms 34. Amen. The Word of God says that down there in verse number 19:20. Amen. Down there in the age 34. The Word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Hallelujah. He keeps all these bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall say to the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And the Lord redeemed souls of his servants, and more of them that trust in him shall be desolated. Amen. And here the psalmist talking about the afflictions that's going to come with those that honest God serve God. Fathers, as the hardness I've had, amen, but I've been here these last 2 years in my hearing. Oh, but then I got so in such a bad shape. I didn't want to go nowhere. I didn't want to be with nobody. I didn't want to go to church or nothing else. I didn't want to be around people. Oh, but then I little walked down yonder in the woods somewhere to be around people because I couldn't hear them in my affliction. Amen. And rather than understanding there was something from God to help me to go on to the glory of God, I got down so low. I called my pastor, brother. She heard it. I called him and said, "Brother, I gotta come see you and talk to you a little bit." And it didn't work out the next week. And I said, "Well, maybe next week." Either he was busy, I was busy, or it just didn't work out. Oh, but finally he had to come to the Lord. He came to the Lord. He called me and said, "I gotta come to the Lord. I think to visit somebody at the hospital." And said, "We can meet and we can talk. If you want to talk to me?" I said, "All right." I'll do that one over there. I'll tell you, I was so far down low. Amen. And I was dragging to have a track suit behind me. But I'll tell you, hey, God. Amen. No, I got to a pastor. You need a pastor, friend. Yes. Amen. Amen. You need two things you need in this life more important than all the money in this state. That is, you have a local church and you have a local pastor. Amen. That you can turn to for detail. Maybe God can help that. That man can help you if you let him. And if he ain't gonna let him, he ain't gonna help you. Amen. If you let him, he'll help you in all your trials and tribulations and troubles. If you listen to him, amen. And these other pastors this year, amen, amen. I know what y'all down there in part of the southern part of Oklahoma, but other than you got a young preacher, Brother Josh. But Brother Josh is just as much God's man as that man is. Amen. And if you listen to him, amen, Brother Finn and Head, Brother Finn, go to him. You get the help you need to get over the trials and the troubles. I didn't set it up that way. God set it up that way. Amen, Brother Finn, get you over your trials and troubles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have affliction. And the more you try, I just said, the purpose in your heart that you're going to serve God and you're going to go with God. You're going to love your church and love the things of God. You're going to love the man of God. The more you do that, the more afflictions you're going to suffer. Because, amen, that's how you get your rewards in heaven. But you sacrifice it. If you're suffering for him, hey, we bear in our body the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bear it in our bodies. But I was down so low. I was down so low. I said, the devil is whipping on me. Amen. Oh, man, it's time for me to turn in the towel. Time for me to give up. Time for me to quit. And that's what would bother me so much, brother. Was how do you stop and quit? And of course, some people said, you need to stop, man. You're too old, all this stuff, you know. Hey, I had a visit, a neighbor, he would visit, visit us. And all he come for is to try to get me to quit God. That's the only thing he was at. He's one of these folks that thought more than what you call those folks, wear that book, a couple of puppies, amen. But I'm telling you, amen, brother, he tried to get me quit. I was like that preaching to y'all. And I come home, but just a minute, here come that, want me to come, you need to quit, okay? You need to come home, you need to quit at that. Buddy, come down, but I'm the devil. It was a devil as much as there was a devil himself. Hey, like that. That's what I'm saying. That devil's sinning. I said, the large, he's almost the large. And when he was a deacon in a Sunday school and a Baptist church, but he still thought, well, the man is blown and on his way to hell, he'll burn into hell. And so, as he said here, he thought more of the large that he did the things of God. But amen, somebody's going to try to get you to quit.
That's right.
But I called my pastor, told him I needed to talk to him. But if he was busy, I was busy, never did could get together. Brother Shepherd came up to the Lord to visit somebody, and so we met over at our place, amen, to have a meal together. Amen. And we talked in the meal. I got through the thing that was really bothering me. I said, Brother Shepherd, Jerry, I just need to stop. And you think I need to develop and to get everything that I'm doing and quit and stop it. Amen. I said exactly like him and Brother Shepherd knew what I was talking. Brother Shepherd said to me, he said, Brother Herbert, amen. I don't think that would be good if you could do that. Woo! Thank God, son. My soul turned on when they made two flips. Amen. I'm telling you, my heart. I said, Brother Shepherd, you with me? She said, yeah, I'm with you, brother. Amen. I said, is the church still with me? And what I'm doing, he said, yeah, the church is still with you. Woo! Thank God, I come too far in my bones. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm still preaching out of the Word of God. I'm still doing the ministry of God. Give me to do. Woo! Amen. By the Lord, I'm going to thank myself. But thank God, I'm having time. Go to that rest home and breathe. Two brothers, good shepherd Baptist church, come over there and set me up with all that kind of stuff. So, and help my wife have to get it all going together on the computer. And I can sit at my table and preach all over the world. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. Keep on preaching. Amen. Yes. Well, trials. Now, I'm not talking about you, to a young man. See, I've been 50-some years in the ministry. I've 50-some years in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, the Lord has built 8 churches underneath of my ministry as a missionary of hell. And 6 of them are still going today. Amen. To help on that. But I'm telling you, amen, God done it. I didn't do it. I just go to that preacher with gossip for each other. Let it go where it doesn't go. Let it fall where it doesn't fall. God knows what's needed in this congregation. I don't know. But I tell you one thing. Somebody said to him, would have been brought up a great burden today with some trials in your life, troubles in your life. Amen. You don't understand. Oh, I'm telling you, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is the one that will know that he will help you. He will strengthen you. He will lift you up, thank God, and put grace in your bones. Hallelujah. Brothers, I'm looking to a crowd of people crying, or as I've been cream of cops of the church's that's here today. Brother, this is a cream of the crop of every church, a cream of the preachers that's here. But I'll tell you one thing, you have as much trouble now as you did when you were young. And when you were young and you were strong, you relied upon your strength.
You're right.
And you relied upon yourself. Anyway, God, I can still do it. I can still go. But then you get old, like being on a hard business, and some of the other, and you can't do no more like you have gone. You can't do no more like you can do. I can't pray like I have prayed. Amen. Thank God I used to pray. Amen. To the bed of hell. A long time. And down in the woods, have myself a time. Amen. Anyway. Ain't been a little fit in the hell. I look what I'm saying now. It looks like I just can't get to pray like I used to. It looks like I can't get to preach like I used to. But hallelujah, there's a Holy Ghost of God living inside of my soul. And knows my weakness, knows my strength, and knows, thank God, I'm dependent upon Him. And when you're dependent upon God, you can get more time for God. Hallelujah. Well, the preachers, if preachers will come, yes, they will come. Amen. The Word of God say over there in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 6. The Word of God in verse number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 4. The Word of God says to us there, He said, but in all things are proven yourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in strives, in imprisonments, in turmoils, and in labors, in watches, and in fasting, in pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by the love of praying, by the word of truth, hallelujah, by the power of God. Amen. I'm glad I'm kept by the power of God. I'm not kept by Herbert Williams' power. I'm not kept by Brother Sheriff Burleson's power. I'm kept by the power of God. Amen. You're saved by the grace of God, regardless of the tribulation and trial you may have to go through, regardless of what people say about you. Regardless, amen. The next November, amen. You're kept by God. Amen. Preach. That's what I used to preach for. Both they was my friends. There were revivals for them. And 3 or 4 of them. And amen. Well, got all upset about me. And so he wrote on a little bit, a couple pages of a book right of about me. And trying to make people believe all those things, and it's unreal. But he never put it on that paper. Amen. His desire was, he said, my desire is I want to destroy Herbert Williams. I want to destroy him from the ministry. I want to destroy him. How well he tried. There was a lot of junk on the name with it. But hallelujah. Here I am still preaching today. Thank God. He ain't put me there. God had destroyed me. If God fell about me, my teeth fell about me, God would destroy me. But God, if I fell, God, He's forgiven me. The blood of Jesus Christ took it all the way. I said I've done everything perfect. I said I've done everything to please everybody. But hallelujah. I still please God. And I can live. But people may think about that. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. They make accusations about you that you and you guilty of. Oh, you tried your best to be what they are. But I'm telling you, look at that. He said through these things right here, you need to keep on. God is your helper. God is your helper. Amen. I don't know. Sometimes I think the water's so deep. Like the disciples on the ocean. Amen. Oh, God, the wake up, Jesus. Hey, don't you know we got to drown out here? Amen. That's the way I feel. Amen. Sometimes, oh, Lord Jesus, I need you to wake up. Hallelujah. I'm about to drown in this. But thank God. Oh, hallelujah. I have God as my keeper. Amen. You saved by God. God's your keeper. Yeah, by putting your Bible. It's against suicide. If you're God's child, you won't do it because you're God's keeper. Amen. Amen. You're kept by the power of God. Yes, sir. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Brother. Oh, yes, sir. Well, look what it says. Hey, what the Word of God says. Amen. Amen. Look in Colossians in chapter number 1 and verse number 24. chapter number 1 and verse number 24. The word of God said, who now rejoices in my sufferings? Amen. Apostle Paul, he's the apostle to the church. And today in age of grace, we don't preach a kingdom gospel. We preach a grace gospel. Hallelujah. And a mercy gospel. Well, thank God. We're not preaching a kingdom gospel. They'll come back to them one day. Those two witnesses here are Moses and Elijah. And if you don't believe it's Moses and Elijah, then we will meet together at the judgment and let you know you were wrong. Hallelujah. That's their big. Amen. Amen. They will be preaching a kingdom gospel. They going back to a kingdom gospel. But how do we preach grace? Mercy. Amen. Mercies of God. And the mercies of God, Jesus Christ, they cost on the rugged cross. Amen. Rugged cross. 2,000 years ago, the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ took away all my sins. Took away all my iniquities. And the blood of Jesus Christ is still working today. And all I gotta do if I fail God, I don't give me a license. Some of these charismatic folks say, well, if I believe what you believe, I don't do what I want to. That's exactly what I'm doing. Exactly what I want to do. Amen. And I don't want to do it over. They got saved, they don't want to do it over either. Amen. I'm tempted to do some things I used to do. Amen. But I don't do it. Amen. There'd be some fighting going on by those things I used to do. Amen. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God. The Colossians says here in chapter number 1 and verse number, chapter number 6, rather. I'll read that. Colossians chapter number 1, verse 24. 24 says, amen, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for the body's sake, which is the church. Amen. Hey, we suffer for the church. I don't understand why I sit in services and I can't hear and understand everything the preachers are saying. Amen. I can't understand people talking to me. Amen. But the thing is, they don't get up close to me and they get me face to face. I can't get up. I'm not 10%. Definitely this year, 25% in this year. Amen. I'm fixing it for God's surgery. Amen. For implant. Amen. They said both of them. I prayed and asked God to do it. I know Jesus is able. I know Jesus can do it. But he said, amen, you might need to do some witnesses in that hospital. Amen. You might need to do some witnesses, do some nursing. I said, okay. I don't know whatever the Lord wants me to do. I got to go through that deal so much about Jesus. I get to tell them about Jesus. Amen. That's right. And the saving grace of God. If one soul is kept, it's well worth it. Anything I go through, amen. That's right. In prescriptive day, number amen, before, and done it before. But I was there, amen, a girl working there, and 16 years old. She goes to a Baptist church, but she don't know much of the church. Amen. And she did not give my all to them. Amen. So when I sit in the table and wait upon the bread, they bring my all to send an elder for me, then they stand there. Yeah. We want to hear you pray. Thank God. Right there, that's why we have a prayer meeting. Amen. Yes, sir. Really. Amen. Little friend, thank God. And I pray. And I pray for him. She said, and I tell her, I told her, amen. Later, I said, I told her to you, thank God you didn't know this. She said, oh, no. You can't know that preacher. I said, oh, yeah. She said, you don't judge. We got to meet the judge first. And the other one know. Amen. I was judged at Calvary. Thank God. Amen. You know, but she, can you imagine going to a Baptist church and all she didn't talk is you've got to wait till you get to the ground to just see before you find out you're saved.
Oh, my.
Joy there is in the Bible. Security for everyone that believes in Jesus Christ. Amen. He didn't say I was secure because I'd do anything right. He didn't say that, but he didn't say everything. said that. Oh, but he said it's in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm telling you, your afflictions today is for a purpose. Your afflictions, your trial, your tribulations, brother, pardon there, your trials, his afflictions, his tribulations is for the glory of God.
Amen.
And 9 years, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, if I can reach tonight and still keep my legs up, hold them hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Even one in the way. Your afflictions, you won't suffer. Are you listening to me? I don't know what you're going through, but if you're going to try to live for God, amen, you're going to walk with God, you're going to already go through more than you already go through. Yeah, yes, sir. But hey, don't quit. Don't quit. There's no quit. We are not of those that turn back to my sin. There are those that go on. Amen. That's the Paul gave you church concerning afflictions and trials and troubles. Amen. Thank God. But he said, I'm going on. I'm going on. They beat him. Amen. Drug him out of the city. Amen. He's dead. Where his disciples was at. They gathered around us. Well, we're going to burn. What are we going to do with it? All these places. Hey, don't worry about my liver. You're getting sick of it. Put you somewhere. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. And, amen. Another thing. Also, Paul can come together out of here. Amen. And the group was just thank God. And, amen. They reached out and grabbed and take the money. What are you going to do about it? Oh, so I'm going back to the city. I'm going back and break some more. Amen. Oh, that's how we need to be today. Amen. Regardless of our fortunes, regardless of our weakness, regardless of our trouble, we go on to tell somebody about Jesus. We go on to a church back there. And God is a church. I'll try and get it out, man. Amen. Oh, and he likes it. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, boy, that's what he does. That's his ministry. God's getting him there. And he get on that side of the school. He don't go far a lot. And then he go from car to car. Hey, and put them tracks out. Put them out. Amen. Hey, so put them tracks out. Amen. Hey, first of all, about it. He'll put 3 or 4 tracks in one envelope. And it has to get 3 or 4 tracks out. I say, thank God, that's his farm. And that's just as much fun. Yeah, it's a preacher. You're a preacher. No problem with his preaching. But I'm telling you, thank God for this prayer. That's what God given him to do.
Right.
And he does that. God's got to work for you.
Amen.
God's got to work for you.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, my sister, young man, sit there. God. Amen. Hey, no, it ain't Daniel. It ain't any Benjamin. Oh, Joshua, that's who it is. That's the one they call Joshua. Amen. That is a young man got 2 children already. Hey, don't you have 2 children already? That ain't God got a family. That's something. Well, I left Bob school. I had done the church gave me $75 a month. My home church gave me $50 a month. Me and my wife and 2 children. Well, how about that? I stand here and tell you all a story you wouldn't hardly believe. Hey, God took care of you too, son. Yes, sir. Hey, they stop, they try to stop you, don't you? Stop, thank God, you keep holding on. They stop giving you what you quit. They stopped over here in Sturgis, Kentucky. They wouldn't give no more. They stopped getting it. They stopped taking care of it like they used to do. Amen. They want to stop me out. Hallelujah. God gave me a little push to go. And thank God. Hallelujah. And so he went in the hand and gave me all of that. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. You said, brother, right? Let's talk about that, didn't you, brother? Amen. Yes, sir. Please say, there are switches coming. There are switches coming. What time did I have? I took my time yet. I took my time. Oh, my goodness. I ain't had it through. All the take the message, use it for your glory. Lord, help us. They help these young folks to remember there are switches on the way. That woman done what she could, and she didn't hesitate. a price for souls and make a mockery of it. They can put them in it. And when you do, when they do what they can, somebody is going to make light of it and make fun of it. Oh, Lord, help us down. Touch the bridge down on his mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.